Bell, Susan. Napier, New Zealand, September 3, 1893. Mrs. Susan Bell Palo, Michigan. Dear Sister, I write to you at this time because I learn that the Lord in His providence has brought means into your hands, and as we are on missionary soil, and as the work so much needed to be accomplished here cannot be done without means, which as yet we have not been able to obtain, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came as chief of missionaries to our world, who died on Calvary's cross to save sinners, to help us. I have done all in my power, unless I can sell my home, which is under mortgage, in Battle Creek, Michigan. In America, the truth has obtained a firm hold, but in this country, Australia and New Zealand have not as yet had the warning brought to many of their large cities. Our brethren in America do not understand the dearth of means in the missionary field. They have large facilities, and those who will support the various branches of the work, but for some reason, they cannot see afar off to these destitute fields. They do not see, they do not sense, the situation. We have the same ground to go over that we have repeatedly had in the work in establishing the truth in different places. We must have some facilities to make a beginning, but all our importunities for missionaries to come to this country to enter into new fields has yet been nearly fruitless. The end is near, and my heart is sorely pained over the state of things. I make an appeal to you. I ask you, my sister, if you have means in your hands in trust, to invest a portion of it in these new fields. May the Lord touch your heart and give you a liberality of soul and His own wisdom to help us. I will send you a copy of a letter if I can get it duplicated, and please let others read it, that their interest may be awakened to do something for us here. America is liberal with her own necessities, but cannot sufficiently see that God's vineyard means the whole world, and souls in these countries are as precious to Jesus Christ as the souls of men and women in America. Unless we can obtain means whereby we can give character to the work in these countries, we cannot sow the seeds of truth. Ministers stand before their congregations and clothe Seventh-day Adventists with most filthy garments. They tell their people not to go and hear these Adventists, for many who do hear are convinced that there is something in the truth. They tell them that we have no place of worship. Should you leave our people, where should you go? We know all these raids against us are building up walls of prejudice. Evidences addressed to the senses affect the imaginations and stir the emotions, but things at a distance, out of sight, make little impression on many minds unless they are drinking deeply at the fountain of living waters. The end is near, and souls must hear the warning. If we can only get a standing place in these countries, then the leaven of truth will be introduced and commence its work. But we are in need of money to sustain our school, to send students to the school to become educated as workers. They must first understand the Scriptures, and then they can open them to others. I will now close this letter and ask you to help us. With much love.